New York State officials are busy trying to figure out how to reform or possibly kill the Long Island Power Authority. WNYC's Robert Lewis has been covering state hearings on the authority, and he filed this report.
Nearly a million Long Island Power Authority customers, almost all of Long Island, lost power in Sandy. Trees toppled in the storm, bringing down wires. Floodwaters damaged substations and sensitive equipment. High winds knocked over poles, some of which were rotten from years of neglect. And as the dark days and nights turned into weeks, cold, frustrated, and scared residents, who pay among the highest rates in the country, struggled to get answers from LIPA. Dozens of LIPA customers turned out earlier this month for a public hearing on the state power companies and how they performed during the storm. Seymour Spiegel summed up his experience in a series of numbers.
14 days that we went without heat or light. We felt cold, dark, and abandoned. The system, LIPA, and government failed us. 11 days before our neighborhood saw the first tree truck. 46 degrees, the low temperature in my house, so cold I could see my breath indoors.
His comments were directed at the Moreland Commission, a panel Governor Andrew Cuomo formed after Sandy. The commission's charge is to investigate the state power companies and figure out what needs to change. Among their tasks is taking a hard look at LIPA, a state entity run by a politically appointed board of trustees. Experts testified about the authority's struggles getting and then managing outside crews. Local leaders told the commission about the chaotic days after the storm when they struggled to get information from LIPA. The authority informed them only after the storm that damaged homes would need to be inspected before power would be restored. Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone described the resulting desperation in his county.
We had numerous reports of unsafe actions as residents were trying to protect themselves and their families. Generators being placed inside homes. Kerosene heaters being used. Seniors living in homes with no heat. One man was stopped poking a stick at a transformer, trying to restore power to his block.
As the restoration dragged on, the costs piled up. LIPA officials have said the storm caused unprecedented damage, requiring the aid of more than 15,000 workers, many from out of state. Michael Hervey is LIPA's outgoing chief operating officer.
Well, right now we're estimating the cost is between $900 million and $950 million. We still are doing restoration activities, especially in the flooded areas, so we do expect that some of that cost may go up.
That's about a quarter of LIPA's revenue for an entire year. In comparison, PSE&G of New Jersey earlier this month estimated its restoration cost at $250 million to $300 million, less than a third of LIPA's costs. They had nearly twice as many customer outages as LIPA. Long Island resident Seymour Spiegel pointed out that difference to the Moreland Commission.
This highlights the poor condition of LIPA's infrastructure before Sandy. We had a 21st century storm, but a 19th century power company. I saw LIPA surveyors after Sandy going house to house, recording damage with pencil and paper when 4G tablets are available.
As a public body, LIPA is eligible for federal funds. FEMA typically reimburses 75% of storm costs. That would still put LIPA on the hook for more than $200 million, unless state and federal officials can secure more. This week, LIPA's Board of Trustees approved a budget that keeps rates flat next year. If there are unreimbursed expenses, the authority could spread a rate increase over future years to soften the blow. Hervey said the authority has considerable cash on hand and will be able to cover the storm costs until the FEMA aid arrives.
We've modeled that out through next year, and we don't expect there to be a problem as far as having enough money on hand to pay these bills as they come in.
But it could be a while. Hurricane Irene cost LIPA $176 million. As of the day Sandy hit, FEMA had released less than $66 million for those storm costs. The Irene scrutiny followed reports of questionable 2010 storm bills from London-based National Grid, the company LIPA contracts to actually run the electric system. FEMA spokesman Donald Caetano said the deliberate pace of Irene reimbursement was normal.
Before we obligate the money, we do look at the reimbursement, making sure that the work did get done and making sure the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed.
Caetano said FEMA will try to expedite the Sandy reimbursement, but they also need to ensure the costs are legitimate. This could be the last time LIPA has to ask FEMA for funds, or face such public criticism for that matter. That's because this could very well be LIPA's last storm. Newsday recently reported the governor's office is looking at what it would take to privatize LIPA, among other options. An administration source who wasn't authorized to speak on the record confirmed to WNYC that a global investment bank is working on such an analysis. For WNYC, I'm Robert Lewis.